This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Shah Rukh Khan spotted in Dunedin? Hi everyone, you're listening to Thoughts and Theories on ORFM, where I'll delve deeper into the meanings and messages of films, books, TV shows, and more. I'm Asha Amma Asri, and let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Thoughts and Theories. My name is Asha Amma Asri and today I am with a special guest. Hey Tamana, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi everyone. Hi Asha, I'm Tamana. I am Asha's new friend.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, I'm from Nepal and I like films.
Nice. Yeah. Yes, I love that because that is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about Bollywood specifically. And I'm sorry, guys, I lied in the beginning. I needed a clickbait title. Shah Rukh Khan is not in Dunedin, unfortunately.
We can sort that after this, though.
Yeah. I'll just, like, contact his agent and be like, yo,
not
what's
if I
up?
Contact him first.
Wow. You would do that to me, huh? Mm-hmm. So you said you really like films. What sort of, films do you like watching? Do you have a particular genre?
Yeah, it kind of runs a gamut. So I have the very mainstream sort of likes as well. But then I also have the pseudo, like the stuff that actually convinces film people that I know about a film or two. So I think it runs the whole spectrum. Yeah.
What is the movie that usually like gets the film people impressed?
Ooh. Normally, if I say I'm watching an Iranian film, they don't ask any further questions.
I see.
Yeah, and my last one was actually, there was a film screening in Dunedin of this film called It Was Just an Accident.
Okay.
It was a really lovely, well, not lovely, but it was a really important film.
Right. And would you recommend other people watch it then?
Definitely. Okay. I think it's making Oscar buzz too.
Oh, really?
It did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see why that would impress some people.
Yeah. Although don't ask me about it.
Oh, okay. Well, today we'll be talking about a Bollywood film, right?
Yes.
And it's something that I know you like a lot as well as I do, which is Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham. Mm-hmm. And I know some of you might be like, what the frick is that? And some of you might be like, oh my God, I know that movie. So for anyone who doesn't know what Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham is about, would you like to give like a brief overview?
I would be happy to.
Thank you.
Okay, so Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham is a very popular classic Bollywood film, but when I say classic, it's kind of now become a modern classic. I believe it was released in 2001.
Yes.
But it is most importantly known as the film I wouldn't go to bed without watching first as a kid.
Right.
Yeah. No, but it is a very, very big Bollywood film with a star cast, with the who's and who's of Bollywood. And it has just, it's a grand spectacle of, like, the best of Bollywood, I would say.
Yeah. I agree. I grew up watching Bollywood quite a lot because my mom is a huge fan of Bollywood. But I don't really watch it so much nowadays because I was more of a Shah Rukh Khan fan than I was, like, Bollywood in general.
Yeah.
But this
one... he is Bollywood.
Yeah, he is Bollywood. He is the... Is he the king of Bollywood, right?
Yeah, no one has said otherwise.
Undisputed.
An undisputed king.
Who's your favorite actor, actually?
Out of,
in
like,
Bollywood.
In the world?
Oh, in Bollywood.
Shah Rukh Khan, yeah. Who's in New Zealand, apparently.
Hey, that wasn't my idea. Tom and I'm side-eyeing you.
Yeah. No, I don't know whose idea it was. Yeah.
Must have been the wind.
It has to be. We see Shah Rukh Khan everywhere.
Right. Yeah. That's true. He's pretty much in New Zealand, just...
Yeah.
On my TV screen, it's fine. You guys would actually see his movies on Netflix because Netflix nowadays in Dunedin or in New Zealand has opened up more to like international sort of films. So if you guys are curious, he is the king of Bollywood for a reason.
Yes.
He's got very good eyes for acting. I don't know. Well, how did you say it last time?
I would say that he's sort of a complete Bollywood actor. Mm-hmm. And I would say that he just appeals to the mass outside Bollywood and inside, like Bollywood film watchers and like non-Bollywood film watchers as well,
right.
Which is mostly to do with his like personality, his the way he carries himself, the way he articulates. Like, he's just smart. Like, who doesn't like a smart man?
Yeah,
who just
that is
happens
true.
To be this charming, brilliant actor.
That is true. And he's very, very good looking as well. I had a huge crush on him as a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why I say as a kid. I still
do. You are a kid.
Right. How old were you?
I will not be revealing that.
No, we're twins.
Yeah,
course.
We are.
Yeah, same age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm a mere 20 years old.
Yes.
Just a breath younger than Asha.
Yeah, you just graduated high school for sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's
thinking
totally
about going
believable.
To college, thinking about getting a degree in Bollywood. Don't know. Let's hope I get it.
All the best, babes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham basically follows Shah Rukh Khan's character.
Yeah.
Was it Rohan or is it?
Rahul,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's always like, I get those two confused.
Yeah, Rohan is the younger brother who's played by Hrithik Roshan.
So it follows Rahul, who comes from a really, really rich family.
Yes.
He's sort of like the model son, graduated from a good school. His dad's really proud of him, his mom's favorite son.
Yeah.
But then he falls in love with a poor woman.
Yeah.
And that sort of gets him cut off from the rest of the family.
Yeah.
And we follow their adventures from
adventure.
There. Yeah. Adventure. Yeah. An emotional roller coaster,
it is.
I would say. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I would say it as well. It shows, it's sort of subversive in that it shows a typical or just your nuclear family, but not really, because Shah Rukh Khan's character is adopted, right?
Yes.
And the sentiment towards adoption was very dignified, whereas that may not have been the case in terms of how people perceived it.
Right, yeah.
But, his mom loves him a lot, his dad loves him a lot, and it does come up, so in like, later, but not directly, but sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and then he falls in love with this girl. He's this guy who studied, you know, abroad, and he studied in London, and he lands in his helicopter at his house because that's just, I mean, how else?
That is true. That is his intro shot. If you guys want to know aura farming, Shah Rukh Khan created aura farming. He gets introduced with like this long 5-minute long shot of him coming down in a helicopter and then him slinging his briefcase over his shoulder.
They don't show him though first.
Yeah.
It's like we see his foot.
Yeah, it's
we
true.
We see his hair. We see
his mom like waiting eagerly. Him running his hand through his hair and then running down the field towards this castle-like mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
in the middle of
God.
Delhi, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly. But, yeah, and then his mom is having, it's during the festival of Diwali, and they're having this grand celebration in the house, and there's the entirety of, I don't know, Bollywood with, like, the best designer clothes.
Yeah.
Everyone's decked out all night, you know, to everything. And then his mom, like, feels this breeze of air. She's like, what's up? She looks through the door, and then there's this silence. And then Shah Rukh Khan enters, and then the music goes, da-da-da-da, and it's like, oh, my God.
Dude, I actually, I'm so glad you brought up the wind and her turning before he gets there, because that is, like, one of the ways that the film shows, like, motherly instinct, right?
It is.
And I think they portrayed it so, so well. And it also shows, like, her silent affection to him, how even though he's not there, she would know. Like, she knows when he is near.
Yeah.
And it's such a good, like, setup for what comes in later in the film.
Agreed.
But, like, we're getting a little bit too ahead of ourselves.
Well, it's because she feels like she's emotionally connected to her elder son so much that she just feels his presence, his pain.
Yeah.
And that's how motherhood is normally depicted. It's very powerful, and it's very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, like, driving, like, the story and, like, how she changes. But again, we're getting into
this. Actually, no, not necessarily, because this is, we can just delve into straight with this, because I would like to argue that, this movie is, like, kind of like as perfect as you can get. Obviously, there's no such thing as a perfect movie, but within like my opinion, I do like all. I love all the songs in the in the movie, and I love all the actors. I think they did a brilliant job, and the storyline is really good. Not only is it really entertaining, the A plot and the B plot, but the message as well. It's got such a strong central family theme. The mother instinct we got there, and then there's also the father character.
Yeah.
He's an interesting one.
He's extremely interesting. Yeah. I would say so. I think it's a good and a bad, not a bad, I wouldn't say bad, a gray kind of depiction of the entire South Asian, I will speak as a South Asian, family system as well, because you have the father, the patriarch of the house, and you have the mother who does not sort of trade those lines, sort of just circumvents around it. She doesn't like push too hard. She doesn't really, she's dignified, but there's still, the agency is still, we're finding that throughout the course of the film. And then there's the son, the adopted son, but he's still like the star older brother. And then there's the loving younger brother, and it's seemingly a beautiful family. And as I guess rich people do, he's due to take this empire created by his dad. But then, and he studied at the best schools, you know, because he says, his father says that everybody did it. You know, your grandfather did it, I did it, you're going to do it. So it's, there's a lot of discipline and there's a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of duty that's embedded into this family. And I think a lot of Bollywood heroes are very dutiful. So he's very typical in that way. But what I like about this film is men don't feel afraid to emote and feel.
I feel that strongly. Like it's, I think not only like in like Asian culture, but also like I think men in general in the media, like for some reason it's like really frowned upon for a guy to feel strong emotions other than anger. But in this film, I think they capture the feeling of like the conflict of like love, tradition, heartbreak all sort of in one really well with like the male actors in this. My dad, this is one of the movies that like my whole family like adores. My dad's like not really like a movie person, but I would say like this is probably the one movie that's ever like touched him so much. And I think so, like obviously I'm not a dude, but I think it touches the dude's heart, you know.
It's because they're freely crying and admitting to fault in a sense, because normally the hero, well, I could go like a whole thing about this because
That's what we're here for, babe.
Okay, I'm excited.
Prepare yourself.
So the thing is, in Hindi films, normally, in contrary to their Western counterpart, the Hindi film hero was always, he felt a lot. Like they've always been feeling heroes. And then came, with the political change, then came like the angry young man, which was actually depicted by the father character. In his youth, he used to do all these macho films and he was like beating up bad guys. And it was always a class fight. So he would always be fighting, let's say, the landowners and the company owners and all of that.
Representing the Commonwealth.
And then their angst, you know. And then after that, I think it kind of got to the neck. And then again, our hero became very just mellowed out, started looking for individuality more, started becoming more westernized in that sense, but still dutiful, but he would be westernized, which is why this appeal has such a big, this movie has such a big appeal to the diaspora as well, because everyone can relate. Everyone who's migrated away can relate to the movie because they are reminded of all the amazing things about back home, I would say.
That was actually, that was beautifully said.
Thank you.
Did you script that?
Can't you see I'm reading?
No, but like I can tell you put a lot of thought into that, and I agree with everything you said. Another thing I really like about this as well is that I think it's sort of harder to see like a movie portraying like a father and son relationship. Like, I'm not saying it's impossible to find, but it's just a bit rarer. And in this one, it's like the one scene that comes into mind, right, is in the beginning of the film, before Rahul like disappointed his family and got disowned, was, you know, his father was showing him around the office, showing him his grandfather's, like, yeah. you know, pose. And then you can see, like, the pride in the way that Shah Rukh Khan's character, like, stands. And then he's, like, you know, putting his hand on his, like, you know, lower stomach. And he's like, oh, left hand first or right hand first. Like, he's imitating the pose that his father's imitating. Like, yeah. he loves his father so much. He looks up to his father so much. And his father's so proud of him, which is why it's all the more heartbreaking when their relationship sort of breaks in the yeah. at first. And there's this really good line that it goes something like, I didn't do anything wrong. I did everything you ever told me to. The only thing I did wrong was fall in love.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And I was like, that's actually like poetry. Like,
it's, well, he wants to be like his father, mm-hmm. right? He gives a toast on his birthday as well, thanking his stars that he got to be his son. And there's this knowing glance between them that you gave me all of this, but without you, I don't know where I'd be, because he's mm-hmm. also adopted.
Yes.
And I sense like a gratefulness beyond just a father and son that Shah Rukh Khan's character feels, Rahul feels towards Yash Vardhan Raichand.
Yeah.
That's his full name.
Yeah.
Let's take the man's name in honor. No. But this man loves his son too. You yeah. can tell. He's mm-hmm. a great father, but he's also a patriarchal man.
Yeah.
His
yeah.
ego gets in the way of
yep.
him loving his son. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it's just a battle between a clashing of egos and individuality.
Yeah,
in a way.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Because, because it's not only, because when there are discussions about this movie, a lot of people talk about Yash's ego, which is yeah. the father. But not a lot of people talk about Rahul's ego as mm-hmm. well, because it was indeed his ego at the end that kept them so far apart in the first place. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he was right or wrong for that. They were both in their own, world. And then when they did come together in the end, they sort of addressed that, mm-hmm. where it was like, where Rahul's like, how could you kick out your own son? They're crying while this is happening, which is yeah. absolutely beautiful. It's heartbreaking. Yeah, I cry every time. I can't stop myself.
Yeah.
But he's like, how could you kick out my only son? Mm-hmm. And then the father responds and says, well, how could you actually listen to me and never visit me even once, you yeah. know? And then I was just like, oh my God, it actually hurts.
Yeah, and because they're such spectacular actors.
Yes.
He just goes,
oh my goodness.
You are this household's elder son. No, you're my elder son. You have to come back. It's really beautiful. But I do think that Rahul addresses his hurt way in advance, a little shortly before that final scene where mm-hmm. he's, because he's hurt by the fact that when he comes, when he marries Anjali mm-hmm. and he comes home with her, his dad doesn't even look at him because
yeah.
he, everything he did right did not matter at that moment mm-hmm. in front of, let's say, a class privilege or a class boundary that he kind of crossed, his son that could do no wrong. Mm-hmm. And Rahul says, he says, you have proven today that you're not my blood anymore. And then that's when his face breaks completely.
Right, yeah.
And the mother starts crying and the mm-hmm. grandmother starts, the mother's shocked and the grandmother starts crying. And then when Anjali in London says, let's go back home, Rahul, this is not our place, they're not our people, he goes, I understand that, they're elder than us, but they have no right to break our hearts either, which
yeah,
I thought was
true.
Very beautiful.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
And it's so layered.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's done so well. Like, I remember exactly the scene you're talking about with Anjali, his wife, by the way.
Yeah.
But
we talked to them, we were talking about them like we know them. Yeah.
But Anjali and Rahul, I remember them sitting on the couch and the lighting is dim. And then up in the corner, you see the portrait of the father
yeah.
and the mother. And they're sort of overlooking and still close by, even though they're so far away.
Yeah.
And in the breaking scene of the family, right,
yeah.
where the father doesn't look at Rahul and then the mom is at the side. And also the mom isn't by the father's side in the on the screen. So it shows that at least spiritually she doesn't agree with her husband, but she no. can't say anything about it.
Well, she's in two minds. She's
yeah.
literally being framed because we don't see her face. We see her face against her son's photo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's her real, she's literally in two minds. It's a mirror version of someone she wants to be. She
oh,
wants
God,
to be.
It hurts. Everything about this movie is so good. It brings out so many emotions.
Yeah.
But back in that breakup scene, right? The father
between the family.
Yeah. But the father is at one end of the corridor and the son's at the door, freshly married with his wife by his side, right? And the son, like, the camera work is just so good because you just see there's a distance. There's so much furniture and stuff. And this is a big house, right? So they're literally on one, like, total other sides of the house. And the gap there as the voices boom across the screen. I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, it hurts. So good.
And you see that house that was so bright, so full of colors, after Rahul leaves, the lighting is dark.
It is,
it's dim. There's only sort of one lighting coming from the window. It's never lit. It's never well lit. And we understand it's a gloomy house because the elder son has left. So it's conveyed so beautifully. But I don't know. How do you feel about this whole, do you think it was worth him leaving? Like, worth kicking him out over this? Like, imagine being the father. Well, we can't. First, the net worth won't agree.
I don't have enough coppers in my account for that.
Or a helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
And do you know what he says? There's a very funny scene where the helicopter, like, keeps going, like, and he goes, nice machine, must get a couple more of these. And I'm like, oh, a couple more? I'm sorry,
sir. Just casually, as if it's like, you know, fruit.
Must get a couple. Okay, anyway.
God, speaking of class difference, we are on the other side.
They'll be like, but anyway. So what do you think? Like, it's...
Oh, you really threw a hardball one at me. I don't know. Like, I, like, am sort of, like, on Rahul's side because, like, you know, love, you know, you can't control when that happens to you, right? But at the same time, like, the father's got, like, such a set form of beliefs, right? So for that to be challenged so suddenly by the one he cultivated and trusted the most, I think he felt very betrayed in that moment. So it's not that I support his decision, but I understand where he was coming from in that moment because it really was a heat in the moment sort of thing. And Rahul took that literally as well. And that's where the, like, decisive break happened because – Like we said earlier, the ego's got in the way. So I understand, but I don't support it. What about you?
I agree with you as well. I think he addresses it in the end that it was a heat of the moment. The fact that his own son, someone who could do no wrong, did that to him might have been a huge shock. But also in that confession scene where he says, I will never do anything to hurt you. You know, when he's like trying to convince him that because he breaks his marriage with... engagement with Nana, and he says, then he confronts his father about it, and the father says, I'm disappointed, and then Shah Rukh Khan's scared. Oh, I keep, like, I cannot take the Shah Rukh Khan out of Rahul because he's...
It's okay. No, you can, yeah, it's
Rahul,
fine.
Rahul says, oh my God, how can I have caused you so much pain? I will do as you say. Then he goes and marries her.
Yeah.
So I think the shock was tenfold.
Yes, yes, yes.
I like that it's not that easy to take either side.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's really good.
We would take Rahul's side because we are
He was the hero of our story, yeah.
Absolutely. But there is a change. He does accept. Like, it's sort of beautiful. That's why I said it's subversive. It also is very normal. Not normal, but it does adhere to a lot of norms in a lot of ways where it's like, you know, these are the things that might kind of sit like in a very unsettling way right now in today's day and age. But everything kind of becomes better, but we don't feel like someone didn't get there, you know, like didn't feel heard or something like that.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Because, each one of them. They're like happy.
Yeah, everyone gets like their own moment to shine, their own story to be told. It's just not as thorough as Rahul's one.
Yeah.
But like you say, like everyone does like get sort of like their happy ending in the end.
Definitely.
But there is a turning point, sort of, at least for me in the movie, and that was in when Rahul's little brother came back, Rohan. And there's like, you know, like a celebration and everything, and that's during the song Bole Chudian, right? Which we're going to actually have a little break so you guys have context of what the song sounds like and everything, and then we'll come back. So we'll see you guys in a wee minute. Bole Chudian, Bole Kangana, Hai
बोले चूड़िया बोले कंगना हाय मैं हो गया तेरा साजना तेरे बिन जियो नहीं लगता मैं ते मर जावा लजा लजा सोनिए लजा लजा दिल लजा लजा हो
And welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that song because, oh my God, that is actually... Thank you for choosing that song, by the way.
Of course. It's my boyfriend's favorite song from that movie.
It's my favorite song as well. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
Is the... Okay. If you guys just listening to it is like, yes, it sounds good, but genuinely look at the music video, even though you don't know the movie, because the music video just... It has a lot to unpack.
Yeah.
We brought up Nandini, which is the mother, her mother instinct before.
Yeah.
Now, I told you before how that was a setup, and it sets up this scene in this song where you mentioned how the house was, like, you know, dark and things like that, how, like, it's, you know, empty of people and things like that. Which actually, just side note real quick, the only time we really see that big house, the living room, is when it's filled with people. And that is in the flashback when Rahul was still in the family. And then after the flashback ends and he's no longer in the family and you say that it's all dark and stuff, to add on to your point, there's no people either.
No.
So it's just the parents.
Yeah, and the only time we see a little more light than normal is when Rohan comes back.
Yes.
In the house. Mm-hmm, so... Mm-hmm. You can see how integral and important these kids are to their parents. Of course, 100%. Kids are to their parents, but I think it's a good way of showing how empty, literally, they are, like their houses, they are without those kids.
Yeah. And in the song, they're sort of like partying. And for like, just to give context for anyone who hasn't watched the movie, Rohan, the brother's name. Oh my God. Rohan didn't know that his older brother got kicked out of the family. He was just told that, you know, he's going off to study or do work and, you know, you won't see me for a while. So when he finds out, he cracks up this scheme to try and bring the family back together again. So he's in London right now and they're like doing like a celebration. Do you recall what the celebration was for?
Garajot. It's when it's a festival when women fast for, they fast all day for so that they get good husbands and also for prosperity in general. Mm-hmm. And they break the fast by looking at the moon first and then their husband.
Yes, I saw the.
It's a little different in Nepal, but we have a similar one. So
it's
I'm
very
not entirely
beautiful.
Sure.
Yeah. There's the first time where they embrace. Now, they're in like, the Rohan is under a secret identity, so they. Rahul doesn't know that Rohan is his little brother. But, you know, they're full of joy. Everyone's partying. And then they have a hug. And then it flips over to Nandini, who's, like, praying. Her head swivels to the side, and she runs to the door. Yeah. Her, like, scarf, like, falls onto the ground, opens the door, and then the wind just blows through, and it's empty. Oh. It's dark. And then you just hear the mournful voice of the female singer trailing off.
Yeah.
I sob so much during that scene.
Because she can feel that her sons are...
And it's like...
It's hectic.
Oh, my God. It's like, they're not there, but they are, in a sense. Like, she feels a sense of healing, but they're not actually there. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I think we should also speak about these really amazing women in this film.
100%. Yep.
Just even outside of the male characters, even. Mm-hmm. Because, to me, Nandini is... a very strong character.
100%.
Yeah. Backbone. I know Pooja, who's iconic.
She's so
in
good.
Every which way is the character of the season, to speak. But I think Nandini treads the sort of the old world lines, family lines, but then also then understands that this is not right.
Yeah.
And she speaks up.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And it must have taken her all that time and courage to do that. And the way she does it is iconic.
Iconic. Do you want to talk about the swing scene?
Where she says, Gehdiana, bus Gehdiana?
Yeah.
Bus. Yes. Yes. And the music.
God, it's so dramatic. This is what I love about Bollywood films.
Love it. It does every beat, every music is at the right place.
Yes,
every
what I
head
mean.
Turn is.
It's so good.
Yeah, every wind. Oh, this fun fact about the wind. You know how the actresses always have like wind blowing in their hair in Hindi films? So I was watching a few Bollywood, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham with my partner because I have this really weird thing where I only watch K3G with people I really, really love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like a rite of passage into my life. But so I was showing it to my boyfriend and then he was like, where's the air coming from in this room?
Oh my God. No, actually, interesting point that you brought that up that you only watch it with people you love, but I'll hold on to that for now.
Yeah,
but
sure.
You can continue first. You were saying something about the swing scene and Nandini being like a really strong woman.
Yeah, every beat, every head turn is just so precise. But I think that was the right boiling point for her. Yeah. What do you think?
I agree. Because we see, like, we say that she's a really strong woman. And it's in a quiet sort of way until that boiling point that you bring up. Because in the beginning, she's very quiet, right? So she doesn't say anything when, you know, her son is, like, cast out of the house. She's very quiet. And you can see the dynamic in the marriage is also, like, different. Even though they don't say anything different either. It's just there's, like, a chasm between them, even though they stand so closely together.
She cannot be with the man because she doesn't probably recognize him. So even he feels the distance. He says, "Is bade se ghar mein bichhad gaye hum," which means we have just fallen apart in this. We've just grown apart in this really big house.
Yeah.
And he feels it too because she cannot, in her right mind, it's all festering in her. She cannot be with
him.
This
is all like years in the coming.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been so long that Rahul's little brother is unrecognizable, you know, now. Like, his little brother is now an adult. He doesn't see him anymore. It's been a solid, like, I don't know, I would say, like, 10 years?
Yeah, maybe? Well, yeah. More.
Yeah.
It says a certain amount of years later.
Yeah, I just don't remember exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, can I say something deep?
Oh, my God, Tamana.
Okay, here we go.
On air, let's go.
He has his wife. Mm-hmm. But he loses his wife the minute he loses his son. Because the Nandini he knew, stay with me, leaves with Rahul that day.
Yep.
And
he
never gets that Nandini back.
Yep.
Okay.
That's actually really good. No, that is true. I would say, like, the way you could phrase it is his wife stayed, but he lost the woman he loved.
Ooh. Sorry. Wow.
But it is true.
It is true.
So during the swing scene, everything that we pretty much brought up, Nandini sort of brings up herself. And she, you know, constantly sort of like, she's sort of like subservient, like not subservient, but like respectful to her husband, right? Because there's this little hierarchy there. And it's very clear. You don't go against what your husband says.
Well, that was the nature.
That was the traditional view. Yeah. Yeah. And this was the first time she says no. And even like, and this is, so they're like in an inside swing set thing. I don't know what it's like called. But when she like stands up to him figuratively, she also stands up to him literally as well. So he's seated and she's standing, which works really well because she's really short compared to him. So you see the, like, visually the dynamic shift, and he's, like, silent. And she's saying, like, you know, I was taught when I was young that you should always listen to your husband because your husband is God. Mm-hmm. This is, like, a rough translation, by the way. I do not speak Hindi.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, and I was like, okay, everything you do was right. You brought Rahul to me when we first adopted him. You were right.
Yeah.
You know, you raised him and you loved him. You were right. But then you sent him away. Wrong. You kept our family apart. Wrong. Like, it was just so decisive.
It's bars.
Yeah,
she
bars. Literally.
Bars.
Yeah, she does not stutter. She does not blink.
No.
She does not move. She's just like, you were wrong for that.
Yeah, let
and
me
I
tell
need
you what you did.
Exactly.
Wrong. You sit right here and look at me in the eye and let me tell you all. Let me, the receipt.
Yeah, receipts one by one.
Her, yeah. And she says, as followed by your, like, the dialogue you brought up, she says, because she calls him Parmeshwar, which is God, literally. Mm-hmm. And then she says, my husband is only a husband because God doesn't make mistakes.
Yep.
You sent him away, my guy.
Bars. Oh, my God. Literally, everything she said had me in a chokehold as a kid. She was my role model.
Yeah,
like, genuinely.
She would do so well on spoken word. Like, if she was, like, a little, like, a TikTok poet.
Yeah. Genuinely. Oh, my God. Like, I think it bears repeating, like, what she said. Yeah. I was, you know, told that you were like a god, but, like, you're not God. You're just my husband.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
So good.
And then, well, he is stunted, stumped, bamboozled.
Bamboozled, frazzled.
Yeah, frazzled, beguiled, bewildered. Broken.
Shocked.
Yeah.
Stunned.
Yeah.
This is when things are slowly like starting to heal. Yeah. But like, you know, bringing in, I wanted to bring in some other like female characters as well. Because Nandini, she's a quiet strength where she's got a lot of resilience, emotional resilience. But Kajua's character,
Anjali,
I'm so bad with names. Anjali, which is Rahul's wife, she's a strength that I think is a little bit like louder, right? Mm-hmm. She's very charismatic, you know. She also like loves her family a lot, and again, like context for people who, you know, haven't watched the film. But Rahul was supposed to be in an arranged marriage with his childhood best friend, who was also rich and beautiful and actually really nice, Naina. She's great, also a great actor too. Sorry, getting lost there. But you know, he actually was going to go against his, he actually was going to follow his dad, even though he sort of like, Anjali caught his eye. But then when he went to like, you know, break off the relation, Anjali's dad dies. Mm-hmm. And she had no one to sort of like take care of her and her little sister Pooja.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you know, so that's when he was like, he's a responsible guy, you know, like he took her in and they got married.
Yeah.
But we see her character a lot, not only like pre her father's death, but like once they were in London as well. She's really loud in like a really funny way. She states her opinions. She's very silly. But like you can tell that she's
hurting.
Yeah, that she's hurting as well, because she's very, is patriotic the right word? Like, you know, she feels very strongly about her nationality.
Yeah, she's very
and her
connected
country.
To her roots. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And like religion and everything like that. And you see that with her like prayers and things like that. And she sees like her son who, you know, doesn't know how to do it and like has got white friends and things like that. And she's just like, you know, he's like getting lost, you know. And it's a fair like, you know, parents' worry and things like that. But I also like the parallel of Rahul and Anjali's relationship than with Yash and Nandini's relationship.
Yeah. Well,
what do you think of that?
Yeah. Also, I totally agree with you that Anjali is an amazing character in her own right. I think what often happens in a lot of movies or in Bollywood movies is that, at least in the mainstream, the mother, the respect is already there.
Mm-hmm.
So the audience already has a respect because mother figure, right? She's like a deity almost.
Mm-hmm.
So, but all the other female characters sometimes who's not a mother or who's not a grandmother have to earn their respect with the audience. And she holds her own. She is so dignified, even though she's shown so boisterous.
Yes.
And she doesn't change. They don't make, which I really like, that they don't change Anjali, because they don't change her to like make Yashvardhan, like make her palatable for the rich family, so to speak. She just is. And, you know, she.
And
they
I love
just,
that.
Yeah, I love her. She's so funny.
She, oh my god, like
so
her
so
her entrance at the like rich house with the pot, the vase.
Yeah, she's gamla me vase. She's like just it's so
and then she
funny.
Just cries and gets dragged
and
off.
And the cry is just so
it's
funny
so,
and so
good.
Real.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us girls would relate to her. We want to be Pooh.
Yeah.
But
we
are Anjali.
Yeah, that's true.
Most
that's
of the
true.
Times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's very unfiltered. Her heart is on her sleeve. She speaks her mind and she's just a very warm character, but she feels a lot. And I do think, though, you know how Rahul, like, they raised the stakes. I think that's all they did by killing off Anjali's dad.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know, well, now it's like, how could he not marry her?
Yeah.
And now even he becomes, like, their cause just becomes that much more stronger.
Yeah, that's true. Because, like, he really was, he went there to break it off.
Yeah.
So if he wasn't there that day, or like if the father didn't die, then, you know, there would be no movie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he would probably have married Naina, which they wouldn't have been unhappy, but he didn't love her.
They would have been friends.
Yeah, they were friends. But, oh, okay. I actually wanted to bring up Naina real quick.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to see a second female lead be resorted to like as a villain, sort of like portrayed as someone who's pity or someone unlikable.
Yeah, very anti-first lead.
Yeah. So like just so that we would be on the side of the first like female lead.
Yeah.
But no, she was she was perfect in every way, which I really liked, because a lot of people would be like, how could you not like her? She's, you know, highly educated. Her parents are friends with your parents. You know, they're highly approving. Your childhood best friend. She's gorgeous. You know, she's got all the things.
Yeah.
And she has a crush on you, right? Everything.
What else do you
exactly,
want?
Right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't love her. And that I think they did that so well, because love is the overall theme of this movie, romantic and familial.
Yeah. I think definitely. She just kind of comes and she's like, I'm above all this. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it, man. Like, live your life, dude.
Yeah.
And she doesn't take it personally.
Yeah, 100%. They're still friends. She approves of it. She's just like, hey, do what makes you happy. Because I want to be loved as well, you know?
I think women, like, mature, beautiful, edumacated women are like that. In the sense, of course, if she is truly loves him, then she would want him to be happy. And she does. She says she's trying to gauge whether he likes her or not in the beginning when they're running together and this and that. But she never knows if it's serious or not, because they're always like flirting or like just teasing each other. But when she finds out that for sure that's not the case, she's like, how can I be in this equation? I'll laugh about it later, and I'm, like, sad right now, but it wouldn't be right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how people should behave.
She's so good. Like, I love her character.
It's a very aspirational character.
100%.
I think, it's
that is how we should, like you said, that's how we should deal with, like, relationships.
Yeah.
But emotions are so messy.
I know.
You know,
human beings aren't perfect, but...
As we see in the movie.
By the way, news here. Human beings aren't perfect.
I'm the first one to say it. Tamana.
Yeah.
Crazy work.
Yeah, just because, anyway.
Sorry, I respect you, I promise.
Have you heard that before? But no. I also think, though, my theory is that because Rani Mukherjee, who plays the character of Nena, she was also a really big character. She's also a very big actor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think they would make her do anything bad.
Yeah, that's true.
They would have to give her, like, a strong role, even though it's a short role.
She was in there for, like, I don't know, like, 10 minutes maybe?
Yeah, barely. Like, it's a cameo.
Yeah, but it was good. It was really good. It was strong, memorable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then we have to talk about Pooh.
I love Pooh. She's great. And you guys might be thinking, Pooh? Hello? Yeah. That's part of the joke.
Pooja.
Pooja.
Okay. Yeah, Pooja. That's my best friend's name as well. So. But we don't call her Pooh.
So she likes to be called Pooh because she thinks it's like really like trendy and fashionable.
Yeah.
And to be fair, think the most popular It Girl, sort of like a sassy, a little bit mean, but like really hot and she knows it kind of thing. Yeah.
But warm and all heart.
Yeah. At first you think she's shallow, you know? We get the time skip and she's an adult now because we see her as a kid.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you know, we see him raiding guys, you know?
Yeah.
And then she's like, you know, wearing like really skimpy outfits and things like that. And, she seems like really two-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to know her a little bit more in the second half of the movie and we realize that she's, like you say, she's got heart and she's got a lot of emotions that she bottles up. And this is just also her way of dealing with the fact that she's somewhere foreign as well.
Definitely. I think it's sort of touching on, like I said, the reason it appealed to the diaspora so much is it's touching on this weird migrant identity crisis that happens to a lot of us when we move overseas when we're really young, right?
Yeah.
She has imbibed everything foreign. She has become like one of them, if not the best of them.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's the popular girl.
Mm-hmm.
But she's still hurting. She still wants to go home. She still sees like she says to Rohan, if you look from far away, it looks very happy. But the closer you come, you see just as much sadness.
Yeah. There's like more cracks appear.
Yeah. And then I think this sort of identity crisis that a lot of kids because she's like supposed to be 21, 22 in our age. But we all feel that too, like that we neither fit here nor there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's shown very beautifully, but it's not spelled out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a, it's a thing that if you were very attentive, like, you'd notice. But, mm-hmm. you know, if you don't, then that's fine. It doesn't really affect the integral part of the story, no. but it adds a little bit of richness to
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah, a little flavor.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we don't have time to, like, talk about the B-plot of the love story, which is between Rohan and Pooja, which I think was actually really cute.
It's cute.
Yeah. But we don't really have much time for that because we only have, like, 5 minutes left.
No.
Do you have any, like, afterthoughts on, like, just, like, general vibes on the movie? Your favorite part or anything like that?
Just to give a little credit to the B plot, I love that story too.
Yep.
I think it's amazing. I think it was needed. Mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. it's the breather we all need.
Yeah, because A plot is so serious.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like really, it's good and bad. It's amazing. And then I also would have loved to discuss more the brother's relationship. Mm-hmm. That would be an amazing
thing. Hey, this just means, you know, part two.
Maybe it does. But yeah, we can continue that. But I think my parting thoughts is this is a very complete Bollywood movie. Mm. If you want to see an intro to Bollywood, how to make things work and, you know, anyway, it's such a good movie. Go watch
yeah.
it.
Go, yeah, go stop watch listening. It. Go. Yeah. Definitely go watch it. Like, if you guys aren't, like, you know, familiar with watching international movies, like, I think this is a pretty good intro as well. Like,
yeah.
it's just got very strong family themes. That's about it.
Yeah.
And don't think that just because we were talking about serious things that it's just serious.
No.
The movie is 3 hours long. It's got a lot of comedy.
It has everything. Always, Indian films are very genre bending, so you have all of it. Mm-hmm, you have mm-hmm. everything. And it's a very good introduction because people think it's all song and dance, Bollywood, but it's so much more than that. And it's just beautifully done.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I had a point earlier that I was going to make, which I'll add in real quick. But you know how you said KG3 is a movie that you watch with loved ones? K3G.
Yeah.
I always switch the three around. KG3, K3G.
Yeah.
Either way, Kabhi Khushi Kabhi Gham, by the way.
Because
it's such a long title. But actually, fun fact, if I'm like seeing someone or like, you know, seeing someone I'm romantically interested in,
mm-hmm.
my tester is to see if they like that movie.
Yeah.
Because one time, the reason why I have this test is because I met this guy who I like watched the movie with, and he fell asleep watching the movie, and I was like, okay, rude, but it's fine. He watched it the second time. I know, disrespect. I was like, I can ignore it, kind of. And then he really oversimplified Yash's character and was just like, what? Just leave the family. Like, you know, he's just a bad dad or whatever. And I'm like, it's not.
And wrap the movie up yeah. in 30 minutes.
I know. I'm just like, okay. Okay, like I was.
I assume you're not seeing this, gentleman.
No, definitely okay. not. I was turned off That's and immediately good. Stopped.
He can, yeah. Watch it
but the reason why I say this is like my tester for relationships is because of how heavy the family themes are. If you like this movie, it tells me a lot about your character and how you view family. If you don't like the movie, that's fine. I just need to know why you don't like it, and if you don't like it for example, the dad being a bad dad or something like that. If you don't like it for a stupid reason, then I'm like, you're stupid.
You're stupid. No, but it's true because the film says it's all about loving your parents. So there
yeah.
is a very, well, the family is the element of the movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think Karan Johar, who's the director, we have to give him a shout out.
Yes,
he doesn't have enough.
He directed it and he also writ it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote, directed. If not anything, he's given us a great tester for, well, mm-hmm. for you, for dating, and for me, for
yeah.
letting people in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? It's great.
It's helping.
The screenplay was also done by Sheena Parikh. I don't know if I said that right. I apologize.
Sheena Parikh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. Happy New Year. I know last episode was really, really depressing. So I hope this was a good, like, you know, switch up and things. Thank you so much, Tamana, for coming on to the show.
No,
I hope to see you again.
Yes, I would love to do a part two, but thank you so much for having me here.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. So as usual, guys, please pay attention to the news and what's going on. Remember to boycott Coca-Cola, Starbucks, Disney Channel. You know the vibe. Also, there's a genocide that's going on in Congo and Sudan. You know, there's just a lot. Just pay attention to the news and you'll be good. But there's still a lot of hope in the world. So have a good day. Thank you. Thank you all for joining me today on Thoughts and Theories. I hope you've learned something new or taken away something to think about. I hope to see you all next time. Till then, This has been Thoughts and Theories with Asha Amma Asri.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.